These are a series of interviews with club members who have some particularly interesting or significant stories to tell relating to our 150th anniversary, which you'll know is taking place this year. Today I'm delighted to be interviewing Roger Grimshaw. We're going to hear some unique, and I use that word advisedly, some unique memories from Roger, a long-term member of the club and a long-term resident of Cheltenham. So welcome, Roger. First, let me set the scene. Your father was a successful businessman in Cheltenham. So start off by telling us something of your early life growing up in the town.
Yes, thank you. My father was a Yorkshireman and my mother from Evesham, where I was born. We moved to Cheltenham when I was six. I was at Dean Close School from a very early age to when I left after O-levels. Cheltenham was a very different town in those days. Ladies wouldn't be seen without a hat as they walked down the promenade, and Cavendish House was a department store to be seen in. No parking problems in those days.
Amazing.
Only one set of traffic lights in the town. The Gloucestershire Echo was printed daily, with two editions. There were many family-owned shops in the town, including three or four local department stores. Amongst the many smart shops in the prom was the Cadena, a very posh cafe in the prom where afternoon tea could be taken to the sounds of Palm Court music.
So those were exceptional days, days that probably most of us can't remember, but there were opportunities for people in those days as well. But I'm sure as many of our members today would be interested to hear more about your memories of those days. But we also want to know more about your memories of the new club and the building that we owned at that time. I know you were a young articled clerk at that time, I think I'm right.
Yes, I was an articled clerk to a chartered accountant in Rodney Road, T.O. Williams, Smith and Co. I remember it well for 5 to 6 years. And in due course, one of our clients happened to be the new club in Imperial Square.
Well,
this was in 1958.
1958. And what do you remember about going to those premises as a young man still in training? You must have been, well, you must be the only member of today's club who has memories of that old imposing building, which was just off Imperial Square.
Yes, as a young County C article clerk, I strode up the steps through double swing doors, past a doffing of a hat from the doorman, and into a hidden colonial world. A large smoke-filled lounge with groups of leather chairs and side tables, upon which relaxed the world of retired colonels and brigadiers. The air was filled with the fine odour, in those days quite normal, of cigars, pipes and fine brandies. Scattered around were well-thumbed copies of the Times, and in the background, the gentle chat of times past in some foreign land. It presented a hushed, calm and sleepy place. The quietly efficient barman, called Smith, no Christian names here, stood proud in a smart waistcoat attending to members' needs. There was a large, gentle ticking clock on the wall with pictures from around the world. Though time seemed to stand still for this dozen or so new club members. No hurry, old chap. See you tomorrow. No smart-suited commercial or even professional gentleman allowed in this special sanctuary, as if planted straight from the British Empire. Walls of painted brown with polished wooden doors and brass fittings set in a fog of tobacco. As accountants, though, we were there to add up the figures. And I do recall a problem of ullage of the beer.
Ullage? Ullage?
Ullage is the wastage that you can reasonably expect from beer to match up the volume sold and the volume purchased.
Mm-hmm.
There seemed to be a rather excessive discrepancy in the bar with the ullage, which we seemed to discover, and very proudly went back to our office to report on things. The next day we went, the barman was no longer there.
Oh, So you did your job, did you, by the sounds of things? Right, well, that was a wonderful description of what it was like in those days, and a description that I don't know that anyone else in the new club today would have. So thank you very much for that, Roger. But the building was eventually sold to developers, and the new club needed to find a new home.
Yes, it was probably the early 60s, 1960s, that the Eagle Star Insurance Group from London purchased a lot of land here in Montpellier, which is where their tower block is now constructed. And it included, of course, a number of properties in Montpellier Parade. In 1968, Eagle Star built the iconic tower, loved and hated in equal measure. And the new club negotiated for one of the buildings and was granted a lease, I gather.
Yes, I think it was granted 999-year lease. So I'm not sure, I can't do the maths now, but I think we've still got a fairly long time left on that lease. But because of your long association with Cheltenham, you and Cheltenham business in particular, you were also a member of the Round Table and later Rotarians. You and Paddy, your wife, who's known to many people here still at the club, who had taught speech and drama at Pate's Grammar School for many years. Then you decided to join the new club.
Yes, she taught at the Pate's Junior School in Lakehampton for many years and thoroughly enjoyed it. And there are a lot of people even now still in Cheltenham who fondly remember her starting them off in a dramatic world. I joined this club in, I think it was 2000, and have been a member since.
So you've seen many changes over the years. I mean, notwithstanding the earlier building that you've described so carefully for us. So what are your hopes for the club as the new club as it enters 150 years?
Well, clearly the club it needs to act positively in promoting itself throughout the town. Gone are the days of any special secret nature of it. And of course, it is welcome to both men and ladies, and that's very right and proper. I think it's got a big place, but we do need to make sure people know of it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Roger. Well, thank you very much indeed for giving us a unique but brief insight into Cheltenham Town and the history of the new club. Thank you.